Alrighty, folks. So there, round three has been run and won by a what have we got? 12, six teams. Six teams have won, six teams have lost this week. So what we'll do now is we will do a quick round review. Being a shortened, compressed time period and lots of shit going on, I've just got a special guest helper back on again who has to eat a bit of humble pie about Josh Bruce. And let's get cracking and find out what we think of this round. Alrighty, so we'll just now very quickly go through all the free agents that were picked up during the round. So we left off on Thursday night with Wallace being dropped by Stars for Josh Bruce, which no one was a big fan of. Turns out that was a relatively good pick with 152. Now, speaking of good picks and people who made some changes once the round had started, we'll start with Manic Monkeys, who dropped Taylor Walker to pick up Devin Robertson's 90-whatever and picked up Darcy Fogarty. Jack, in your own words, how do you reckon this move worked out for Manic Monkeys?
Yeah, not very well. Probably could have picked someone a bit worse than Taylor Walker to drop to get a loop score.
And Taylor Walker only scored the 136 points and he's playing North Melbourne this week. And unfortunately for Manic, he's not the number one RFA holder.
That's unfortunate.
There you have it, folks. It's unfortunate for Manic Monkeys. He no longer owns Tex Walker. Next up, Lockie Jones, man-child with a mullet and a mo, was dropped mid-round for the Gypsies to pick up Hickey, who scored a pretty lovely 85 for him.
Not bad, not bad.
Ex-West Coast Eagle, so that's why he's probably picked him. Dazed and Confused dropped Shithouse and picked up JJK.
Did Dallas even play?
Well, he was on the he was on the field, but he's shit out.
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, and then Miles Bergman has been dropped for Tyson Goldsack, who that's got to be a loop move there for Dazed and Confused. He would have looped somebody on. So only the four moves, and I think that most, well, one spectacular failure, and the rest pretty much of a muchness. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Good work. All right, let's get on to the next segment.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever. He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, now we'll go through a very quick round review before we can go on to the ladder. First game was Stars versus Team Awesome, with Stars picking up a 100-point win. So just very quickly going through the team here, there's a few big scores. Callum Mills with a 111 and Scrimshaw with a 95 in his first game of the year. The other three, pretty blah, but yeah, not too bad. What do you think of that defence?
Yeah, not too bad. Duggan probably should have scored a bit more considering how much they had possession of the ball.
All right, and moving into Stars midfield, he's got 118 from Suitcase. Timmy Taranto got a 127, Walsh 116, and Ellis a 110, offset by an injury to Canelio. And 48 from Swallow. So a bit of a mixed bag, and he's looped in a Cunnington 71. So what do you think of that midfield? A few injuries piling up there for old Stars?
Yeah.
That's really insightful there, Jack. That's good. So Tim English in the ruck, 91. So that's pretty good. And then the forward line. So how do you rate that forward line with not a score over 75 on the field until he gets to the loop?
Yeah, well, I don't really like that Josh Bruce scored that much because I said he wasn't a great pick. So he won't make more than 50, though, this week. Make sure of that.
All right, well, there you go. Jack's doubling down on Josh Bruce is a crab. But he's a crab who scored twice as much as almost, well, he scored more than three of Stars' other forwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the L on this one.
All right. On the other side here, awesome. He wasn't so awesome this week. Doherty 109, what you'd expect. Big boy Ben McAvoy with the 98 and Rotham with the 83. The rest was a bit blah. Jack Steele back to his best with a 125. Devon Smith a 113 now that the Bombers don't have a midfield. But then a bit stinky with a few injuries and a few down players. What do you think of these?
Yeah, well, just might have to... he's got any backup. Gresham's out for too a bit.
Gresham's so out. Higgins out. LDU still sucks because he has too many UDLs.
And Warple sucks as well.
So there you go. Reece Stanley, pretty stinky, 57.
Also sucks.
And what do you reckon of this forward line?
What's that word that you always say? Like, take away, like, these two. What's that word?
Merker-esque.
Yeah, that one.
You can say it.
Merker-esque.
Forward line. All right. So needs a bit of work in that forward line and probably not a lot to bring on the bench apart from Bakahuli. So, yeah, start awesome. Maybe do a deal or something, do a trade. So, yeah, comfortable 100-point win there to awesome. We'll move on to the next game. Dazed and Confused beat me by just over 100 points. Very quickly running through my patchwork defence, which is just, very iffy with Collins and Dougal Howard. Keith, not bad for a 70. Shoal, 74, not so bad. The great man, Quaynor, 99, well done. Midfield, Tommy Mitchell tagged for a 71. Not happy with that at all. Third gamer, Errol Goulden, my highest averaging mid, 98. Par fit, sort of just ran around a little bit, didn't quite hit the heights I'd like. The great man, Rory Sloan, 115, getting it done. Campbell, a bit down on last week. Powell, a bit down on last week. Now, I sent a pretty powerful message to Angus Brayshaw and dumped him to the bench this week and didn't even put the E on him. So he responded, as all good midfielders should, and scored a 92. So he'll hopefully have earned a spot back on the ground. What do you think of my stinky team?
Yeah, it's pretty stinky. Why didn't you put the E on him instead of him?
I told you, the coach is sending a message to him.
Yeah, but still, he's definitely going to score more points than him. He sucks.
If you send a message, you've got to send a message properly. What do you think of this man, Steve Motlop?
Yeah, he sucks. Didn't you pick him up off the whatever it is?
Waiver wire?
Yeah.
I did. So there you go. Officially, my team sucks, according to Jack. So I played Will Phillips over Angus Brayshaw. That would have been, I would have got me 60 points closer. So had a few points up my sleeve. Dazed and Confused. Pretty solid defence line. We talked about him looping in at least 78 with a Tyson Goldsack. Caleb Daniel, Brad Shepherd, 89 and 99. Isaac Cumming, 91. He's coming up the ranks nicely there. Salem, 76. Now, the powerhouse midfield was tagged, so maybe this might be a sign of things to come. Oliver tagged to 80. Merritt, kept on his merry way with 121. The Bont was tagged for an 81. Jack Billings down a bit in the flogging, just the 80. Hunter, 64. Not sure if he's tagged, or I think he's just playing forward a fair bit. Old man Boak just keeps going, and Viney, 91. The Nank, 67. Oh, 104, sorry. And then the forward line.
Merker-esque.
Oh, my. He's pulled out Merker-esque twice in two teams. I think my forward line might have, despite a Motlop 38, might have actually scored more than Team Awesome. With 266s, a 57 and a 58, and looped in a 69 for his highest score. That is Merker-esque.
Very.
So a bit of work there in the forward line to be done by Awesome, and it's shown that his midfield is taggable. So a few concerns there going forward for Dazed and Confused. But nonetheless, another win on the board, and he's sitting on top of the ladder. Next up, Legless versus Vipers. So what do we think here? 58, a 90, a 101, 49, 105. Some good scores with some shit scores there.
Yeah, very up and down.
So that's for Legless. So, Jack McRae saved his game with a 103. I think he had about 50 or 60 points in the last quarter. Adams down a bit on output, 85. McGrath, 92. Shuey, a pretty good 127. But when you average that out for the once every 5 weeks he plays, he's averaging 30 or even less. Constable, Graham and Hill. What do you think of that?
Very smelly. Oh, Constable. Did he try and loop and he got subbed on, or because he was the medical sub for Geelong?
I think he just fucked up.
Oh, well.
So, and then, gee whiz. Riley O'Brien, he got a lease of life once Witts went down. What do you reckon there of this forward line? At least there's an 80 in there.
Yeah, which is still a bit down for Phillips, I reckon, but it's not that great.
Ben Ainsworth?
Yuck.
And Hawk boy Dylan Moore.
Yeah, he needs to kick 3 goals every week if he wants to score actually decent score, I reckon.
And what do you reckon of his bench there?
A lot of DNPs.
So, a bit of talent to be brought back with Whitfield and Crouch, but fair few issues there for Legless going forward, I reckon. And 14-77, so Vipers wins a game. And on the back of Jordan Ridley's 124, and Jeremy Howe, did he do that, 113. Other than that, though, 2 good scores and 3 stinky scores.
Yep, up and down again.
And what about this midfield, this fella here?
Yuck.
Who is it?
Sebastian Ross.
All right, so he's died.
Tui. Dead. Caddy's old and don't like him. Cripps is actually running around now.
Prestia, he was our first ever medical sub. So with the new rules, he got timed out and he picked up a Noah Anderson 71. So Dion Prestia, he goes down in history as the first balls to the wall medical sub. So under the 10% game time and, but more issues there for Vipers to worry about. Callum Ward, blah. Libber, pretty good for him. Mr. Worldwide, 73. Forward line doing well with Josh Junkley and Jack Zeebel. Doing pretty good. Loop on a Callum Brown, 69. The rest were pretty blah. So there we go. Next up, wow, Battle of the Titans here. Look at these, 15-97 versus 15-41. So, a lot of big scores here. Unfortunately for Islanders, Hayden Young's picked up a injury, so he's lost him. And, won't run through all the scores. But, pretty decent forward line. Looped everywhere with Redden looped on, Stevenson looped on, and Birchall looped on. Good scores across the board. Few injury concerns mounting up there for Pony, though. On the flip side, Merca, probably, just that defence, not as strong, and lacking a bit of scoring punch with an Anderson injury that didn't help very much, and leaving Ollie Florence, 103, on the bench with no E, probably hurt a little bit as well. So, all in all, pretty big scoring there for that game, over 3,000 points scored, 3,100. And, all good there. What do you reckon, Jack? Pony's up to third?
How is he third? Surely there's been more teams that have won 2, right? Or 3-0.
No, there's not. So there you go. Very quickly running through. Now, massive score here from DT87 with a 16-15, defeating Disposables 15-39. Any weak links there that you can see, Jack?
Probably Hughes. Williams had spent three quarters of a quarter off the ground.
That midfield, what do you reckon of that? That's pretty decent.
Yeah, very. Does Guthrie score better with Dangerfield out the team?
I think Guthrie just scores well against the Hawks.
Oh, okay. Greenwood.
So, pretty solid there. The forward line for DT87, he's got a few issues with Butler and Bolton. But I think Bolton went in the first round, so you'd probably want a fair bit more out of that. But everything else seems to be going pretty swimmingly for old DT87 at the moment, even with a few injuries on the bench. Moving across to disposables. Pretty solid defensive line. Probably just lacked a bit of scoring punch in the middle, with Brayshaw getting tagged, Jack Sinclair and Josh Battle. Not really what you want to be playing on the field. Big Maxie's back. And that forward line is pretty good when you get to loop on a Aaron Hall 99. So what do you think of Aaron Hall, their special guest commentator, Tomo?
Not good.
Even though he got 99, he's not good?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't keep him in your team?
No.
There you have it. Probably sell high there, disposables, with special comments from Thomas. Okay, and last game of the round, we have Manic Monkeys getting a bit of a belting from the Slippery Gypsies. Lacking a bit of scoring punch in that back line, just a Tom Stewart 107. All the Cats scored well against the Mighty Hawks, unfortunately. Moving through that midfield very quickly, we've got, Dacos and Sarong, young players in their second and third year, not quite living up to the hype. Crouch, first game back, and Akers, 58. So there's probably, you maybe could do it with someone like a Sloan in your midfield there, Manic. Come talk to me. Lacking a bit of punch in that midfield. A few experienced heads might come in handy. Sean Darcy, 81. The great man's back. I wonder how long before he does an injury. Kmart Dusty with a 66. Still side bottom. Been very disappointing this year. Only averaging the 80 and probably not what you want. Mitch Georgiades. How many points is that?
36.
Is that a lot of points?
No.
Right.
Kicked two goals. Had to kick two goals to do that as well.
So he scored half his points in two acts.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Probably not the best pick there, Manic. A 124, though. He's got a 36 on the, and he got a 124 with no E on it. What do you reckon of that strategy?
Pretty poor. I mean, Wicks is just the GOAT, isn't he?
So he got Devin Robinson's 93, but missed out on Tex Walker's
136.
Goodness gracious me. Could it have made a difference? Maybe not, but Tex playing North Melbourne this week is going to be good for someone. Okay, moving across to the Gypsies, Noble 79, Lloyd's back 119, CJ, great man, 100. Wow, you probably get a fair bit for him now, Slip, I reckon, if you offered him up for trade. Sell high, not low. Rivers, 69, midfield, a couple of 60s in there. Probably not what you want, but, you know, Jared Lyons, a massive 142, and the great man Jago O'Meara, 127, fantastic scoring, and he looped on a Darcy Parrish, 117. That might be a regular occurrence for Essendon, seeing as they have no one left playing. A few ruck concerns, though, for the great man Slip, because Witz is out for the year with an ACL, which is no good for him. He has Hickey's to ruck for him, and the great man Tom De Koning to come back. So covered nicely once he heard the Wits news. There you have it, folks. There's a very quick down and dirty review of the round, and we'll move on to the next segment. All right, three rounds in, folks. The ladder's starting to take a bit of shape. Dazed and Confused the only undefeated team. He is sitting on top with 3 wins and a points four of 4,529, which is 100. Oh, no, I was going to say he's the most, no, but there is someone down the ladder who's got more points for. But Dazed and Confused sitting pretty at the moment on top. Then there is a group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams who are on 2 wins and 1 loss. And with the most points for, down to the points least, is Stars, Pony, Slippery, DT87, and surprise, shock and surprise, Geelong Vipers. So, no surprise in that bunch. He's got the least amount of points for, though, with his team. So, yeah, but he is sitting in the top six. So, how long will that be for? Who knows? After that, we have 2 teams that have won one, drawn one, and lost one in Disposables and Merca. And then sitting outside the top eight, the also runs, Legless. I don't think many people predicted him to be here at this time of the year. But his points four is way down, and yeah, he's struggling with injury and form for his team. Team Awesome is also sitting outside the top eight with only 4,000 points scored for the year. And then my good self with 4,004 with no wins, and sitting behind me is Manic Monkeys.
What? How are you not last? As if there's someone worse than you.
Well, thanks very much for that, Jack. You know, I'm just going through a bit of a rebuilding phase, so, you know, just, you know, leave me alone.
Is he going through a rebuilding phase, or is he just stinky?
Well, I don't think he's officially rebuilding just yet, but...
Well, he might want to consider that, because that ain't working.
So, Tomo, what do you reckon about someone who's, you know, sitting behind Dad and last?
You should probably be last.
Thanks very much for your help there, Tomo. Very much appreciated.
You're a monkey.
Thanks, Tomo. So anyway, there you have it, folks. The top eight is taking shape, and there's a few teams outside the bottom four, or in the bottom four, I should say, that need to get a wriggle on very quickly. Awesome. Monkeys, come talk to me.